Another tough year for the airlines. Revenues are down more than 20%. Fares have dropped 15%. Major carriers have eliminated about one of every eight flights, and there are fewer travelers. As the number of passengers has declined, that's brought a bit of good news. The U.S. government this week said delays are less common now than at any time in the past 6 years. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The figures from the Department of Transportation suggest airlines have gotten a little better at getting you where you're going on time. So far this year, about 79% of flights arrived promptly, up from 74% last year. Fewer flights were canceled entirely, and the airlines made progress in limiting those excruciating situations where planes filled with passengers are forced to sit on the tarmac for hours on end. The situation has improved enough that some frequent flyers have begun to notice it.
Final boarding opportunity for flight 671.
As he changed planes at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport this week, businessman Michael Kinneman marveled at how trouble-free his recent flights have been.
Traveling just seems to be a little bit more relaxed this summer. Last winter, anytime I was going through certain cities, I could pretty much count on missing flights and, you know, staying overnight and things like that. This summer has not been too bad, though.
The positive news comes at an opportune time for the airline industry, as it tries to fend off congressional efforts to pass a so-called Passenger's Bill of Rights for people whose flights are delayed on the tarmac. David Castlevetter of the Air Transport Association, the airline's trade group, was quick to cite the government report as evidence the industry is addressing delays itself without congressional intervention.
Are we happy that we're making progress? Absolutely. We're constantly focused on getting airplanes to their destinations on time.
We caught up with Castlevetter on his cell phone at the Atlanta airport as he got ready to board a plane to San Diego, a flight he happily noted was departing exactly on schedule. Castlevetter says new technology and new procedures are helping airlines reduce delays, though he concedes a big factor is simply that fewer people are flying. Indeed, a separate report this week by the Brookings Institution predicted the positive trend may be temporary. Robert Puentes is the report's co-author.
Because we think that folks are traveling less all across the board, we're seeing this improvement in performance, but we shouldn't get used to it. And when the economy ticks back up again, we do expect to see some of this congestion return.
Both the industry trade group and the Brookings researchers agree delays could be lessened by improvements to the nation's air traffic control system, which Brookings calls antiquated. Puentes also says development of high-speed train lines could ease some of the strain on airports, especially for short-haul flights. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.